Shalom lachem.
Hello, thank you for joining us at A New Life, a series of educational talks with the Rav Michael Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzamazaz. Hello. And so now, in these recent talks, we've been talking about the Israeli society, trying to illustrate, with the help of the Rav Lightman, a new vision of how we can all become as one family. Once from one side and the other side, from one aspect and another aspect, we're trying to grasp it a little more, to understand it, to feel it. What does it mean to become a society which is all as one family? And the topic through which we want to feel this value of being one family, family as a new vision to the society in which we live, is the IDF, which as in, can give an example of connection. So let's imagine a situation, a kind of event that will enter and flow from there. We all know all the people in Israel serve in the army, and they taste a special taste of connection between people, of togetherness, of teamwork, of warmth, of mutual concern, mutual guarantee, things that later in our civilian life we don't really meet, unfortunately. And so we'd like to make our lives here different. We want to illustrate a new vision in which we're all as one family, and this taste of one family is something we can meet in the most powerful way, perhaps for the last time, unfortunately, is in the army. So let's all imagine that we are in a convention where there are a whole public of armies that are about to be released from the army and be released into the civilian life. So in this convention, we would like to hear this vision that you illustrate for a different, new life, a better life in the state of Israel, in accordance with this concept of all of us as one family. But from an angle of hope, of giving change perception for these soldiers that are about to leave their army service to civilian life, how will you be able to present to them what you offer as this new model for a new life here in Israel, civilian life? Let's let Nitza say something. First of all, as a mother to a released soldier, my daughter has recently been released. I know this part of society up close. And I know that the reality isn't simple. They go from one infrastructure to another, from the reality of the army to the other. They came in one way and they left in another. And then they go out to life, to their civilian lives, without special preparation for life. And it seems as if they've left something behind, and they try to feel their way in a reality that isn't simple, on different aspects. And I feel in them, when I look at these guys, they don't have that spark. They don't have the, not even aspiration. There really aren't any aspirations that will enlighten that spirit that they even had in the army. They had the spirit of the gang, of everyone being together. They go out and suddenly there isn't this togetherness. We lack this spirit, something that will inspire them, that will give them a true reason to continue to live for. So we can really use this huge power and this spirit which they all still have to change society, to change the nation. Only we need to turn to that same spirit that they had in the army of mutual responsibility and unity. And how much these good things would accompany us over our entire lives, and they'd give us the entire nation, the Israeli society, this feeling, this power of unity that was so powerful, and then really we would raise ourselves to a whole new level of morale and connection, of education of the nation, how we would deal with difficult problems, how we would solve things, all the problems, because we have a lot. We're just a society that doesn't care for one another. If we'd continue the same atmosphere, then of course we would organize everything and there wouldn't be any people who are needy or people who feel that they're tossed aside. We would take care of the attitude that we see today, of this general disrespect that we see, everything we see in the street today. And really, it's worthwhile for us to maintain those relationships that we had in the time when we were in the army. Let's continue it, expand it, expand our circle in society. Maybe make a sort of party of released soldiers, that their vision is to see all of society following in that same spirit and attracted to it, pulled towards it. Because I think that this very big force that is released from the army is actually the next generation. In an entering life, if it controls the spirit, if it doesn't let all these different forces of our pride and our ego to erupt and begin to play with us, by that we can change society to make a real revolution in the nation and the people, and it will create great changes on all levels that of our lives, also in our work and the way we relate to others, between people, between friends, between families, and just division of goods and everything that the government wants to take upon itself, but it's not able to because it's stuck. If somebody has good intentions, then he comes across the inability to fulfill it because he turns to a people that is under the influence of the media and in an opposite atmosphere. And so however many plans, good plans that we have, they become something formal and something that does never comes to be. These people who want to continue this spirit of the togetherness that they felt in the IDF, and they still feel it, they still value it, they can connect between them. No matter the places where they live or are, of course each one goes back home in order to build himself, but if there will be such a network of connection that the communication between them will uphold them, then they can be such an internal network inside the country, inside the state, that will determine these new values that exist in every Israeli, but very, very deep inside. And on the outside, it's as if it was painted in unpleasant colors and ugly colors. We just need to awaken these things. And therefore, such an army, such a public that leaves the army, if it will just be connected correctly, it will give us a big change in all of society. Of course, the parents, out of their love and understanding, will also support them. And this is already almost everyone. And if around that we will all unite, these youth who come out of the army, and also their relatives that support them, then of course we will be able to bring the entire Israeli society to a new level of existence. It all depends on how we organize. The problem is of course not simple, because we need to get them to be connected, that they will emphasize that passion for connection that they have had, that they will put it above all the other temptations, so-called. We need to explain to them what society is heading towards, what's happening. Because when you leave the army, they don't really know what's happening. They hear it. But now they're just beginning to see all these societal problems, especially lack of work, lack of hope, lack of ability to advance. Why should I go to university? I see a lot of people who finish university, they find themselves without work. A lot of people want to get married and build families. It's hard for them to begin that, because of a lack of means. And also the relationships aren't so good. The young generation that wants to fulfill their lives, they need to check and see that they don't make the same mistakes as the last generation made. We've seen what happened to it. After 20, 20 or 30 years, we don't want to be in the same situation. We've already understood that through the connection between us, we can be saved from all the problems. So let's do it just like in the army. Let's do it here as well in our lives. If we determine that this new spirit of friendship is the most important, and out of it, we will approach all the solutions. So again, we see the necessity of education here, of the new approach. That though we have willingness, we don't know how to do it. We need to be accompanied in a good and strong way by people who will be the organizers, who will show us in what way we can create this new infrastructure of relationships in our country. And then, using this big organization of both the released soldiers and their relatives to influence the media and also the environment, we need to create this new environment so that just like we had an infrastructure in the army to be in that inspired us to be together, we need to build the same infrastructure also now. And the truth is that all of these external conditions, they support that, because really we find ourselves in a state of constant war, in increasing poverty, in lack of concern, in a general crisis that's growing. So then we have the same pressuring infrastructure on the one hand. On the other hand, on the inside, we need to be connected inside this infrastructure. In the army, we had to be connected. We entered the tank, the the team to something. We had to do a journey we had to take by something. And through this difficulty, we had to organize in such a way that we would feel each other. And here, we need to bring this external infrastructure that is hostile of the media and the atmosphere and the nation and that wraps us all up in a way that it pushes us to be separated and to be egocentric. We have to fight against it. And the connection between us will be both necessary, we will accept this behavior upon ourselves, and also it will be conscious. We will be conscious that there is no other way, because only in this way will we be able to reach a new life, a different life, and not to be alike to the previous generation, which and now it's even worse because our conditions are worse. We live the army to a situation where we don't have a bustling work market before us with opportunities in it. The conditions are worsening from day to day. So all in all, even if we go abroad, the situation can be even worse from here. So we don't really have anywhere to run to, on the one hand. On the other hand, if we understand that through connection we reach success, the feeling of life, of liveliness, of warmth, of security between us, that we create between us, this concept of the gang that we had before, of the guys, the friends, we gain security from that. We gain the ability to help each other, mutual concern. We find such reserves that we can help each and every one, and no one will lack a thing, because the surpluses, our abilities, are unlimited. What's we see here, it seems that the lack is always in how we organize, because in the army we were like children. That from above, from the outside, they pressured us, they organized us, there were people who educated us and helped us and gave us the example. And also the conditions compelled us to do so. So how can we here unify all these things together with the addition of education, this new education of ours, so that wherever we don't have this compelling infrastructure, that we will force ourselves, because we'll understand that only through this togetherness will we succeed. In the army, we had a great external pressure, a great necessity. It's a time of working according to the watch, according to missions and all kinds of things. And then we were forced to support each other and to find this new spirit in us. Otherwise, without this pressureful infrastructure, we wouldn't reach it. Just like before the army, we were each on our own. So how can we today reach this understanding, this acknowledgement that this infrastructure is necessary, that each and every one needs to be devoted to it, this mutuality is something that we can all, well, just like one party, as one movement, that we all go and change the nation and the state. We don't agree with what happens. We want the same spirit. We want to continue it in our life. so that the entire nation will absorb it and see that by that we reach a life that's worthwhile living. Therefore, it seems to me that we need to talk about building this movement, a new movement of that same generation that has left the army, that sees itself as a revolutionary.
And
if we're talking about tens of thousands, also the parents that are also joining that and see that there's no other choice other than for this generation to get up on their feet and live a good, safe life. We're talking about such a quantity of people here. And we should work here also with the parents and also with the young generation together. Let's give an opportunity for our children to build this new life. And the direction is only in keeping that connection that they had in the army, that same spirit they had, for that not to disappear. For it to be as a correct direction in keeping it and maintaining it, we should see that as the most important thing in our development. And for all the rest of the things, to accompany this increasing of the spirit between us. That's what we want. And then if this intention will constantly be in our mind in this way, then we will surely succeed. So then in such a movement, we'd need to develop an education that's new, a new culture, new media, a new network of connections between everyone. Not all those virtual companies that we have today, but to build everything anew, because this ideology of the warmth and connection demands a different approach. In accordance to that, we need completely new plans. It's not those who went out to the protest and demanded, we want this or we want that. It shouldn't be a demand to the government as if we were a kind of force against it. This force never succeeds. We are entering a struggle. This has to be not a struggle, but out of this correct organization of this new ideology as a result of this education that we'll give. We educate ourselves, we educate our relatives. By that, we stabilize this platform in society. Where you can't disrespect it anymore. The public will be so big and united. That all the decisions, all the changes are already of no other choice will need to be harmonized with this movement, with its in its unity and in the quantity. It will be, like we say, a hero in quantity and quality. This movement will place itself in the center of all these parties, the small parties that from time to time will multiply and disappear. Here, this ideology of connection, it will cause for more and more and more people to join it. This is how we live, in this general direction that of no other choice people understand more and more that this is probably the only salvation. And therefore there is great work here to cause this organization, this network, this educational network, the media channels, everything that's necessary. I think we need to seek, to start seeking where there are such organizations that maybe are treating them at least partially, these people who leave the army, maybe not them, or maybe their parents. We need to look for more supporters for ourselves if we are going to organize this. We need for people also great people, also the officers in the army, to understand that they need to change things, and for and the people who were themselves in the army, who organized the soldiers in this way. So can we find between them not just officers, but those who were educators, who can help us draw these young people who come out of the army back into such a system of connection, just like they had in the army? Because between them there was a connection and mutual language, common language. Say now I'm a soldier. Let's say Oren and I are soldiers, and we're sitting in such a at such a convention. And as a soldier, I'd like to understand how much such a movement or infrastructure, what will I gain from it? In simple words, what is the good that I will get from what you just described? Let's change our life. Let's change the state. Let's change society. Let's build ourselves a life. Because now we find ourselves as if we're hanging between the earth and the sky. This is the feeling. There's some support from the families, perhaps, but all in all, we're in a situation that's also a state of helplessness. Sure, I can find myself somewhere, some other place. There's some work still, more or less. Maybe I will manage. But the direction is very, very negative. It's clear to us that in order to build this good state in which we can live, it's not possible. If we use all these approaches that the previous generation had, we see where it's leading. And therefore, we have to trust only the connection. It needs to give us a solution to each and everything. There are lots of people who are losing their jobs. A lot of people who don't know what to do. A lot of people who find themselves with nothing. Let us begin. To spread this new spirit, a new approach to life, so that life will be like in the army. What did I have in the army all in all, except for this spirit? Nothing. A little food, some conditions, but we were well off. We felt good. And I know that I need a lot more for this new life. I need a family, a wife, a home, some income. Of course, I need these things, but let's determine for ourselves what is the quantities that we should have there in order to feel good and not to be sunk in or drown in all this dirt, finding nothing there except for an overdraft and constant loans and concerns. How do we first of all build that? So it's possible that with this spirit that we will now begin to spread in society, we will find a new approach towards life. Yes, we need to have a home, a family, a source of income, but to a certain limit. Let's not go farther than we need. Only take what's necessary. And beyond that, let's develop the connection between us, this spirit of life, this fulfillment from life, satisfaction. Maybe that is the key word here, that the satisfaction does not depend on how much I have, because I see that I won't have much, except for an overdraft. I see that others don't have a thing. So how do we allow ourselves this satisfaction, this fulfillment in what we feel, in the togetherness and the support? So let's first of all see these two directions, these two channels that we need. We need necessity, we need for ourselves, meaning to build a family, to bring children, and for us not to lack what's necessary for that. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, in parallel to that, we should develop the connection, the spirit, the feeling of fulfillment in which we live. And let's make a list what we need, what do we need to reach. Maybe it won't be such a big problem to build houses. Perhaps this is possible to purchase them at a normal price. Maybe it will be possible to build a family and know how to do that. Of course, that's possible. There aren't such great problems here. Let's begin to divide the food properly, the surpluses there is. Let's begin to care for each other. And suddenly we'll see what big storages of wealth we have. Just because everybody disrespects the other, that's why we lose it all. It all runs through our fingers. This sort of society can think about a completely different format of economy, of education, of course, of culture and everything. But even the economy, it's not just a banking system or financial system. We don't need that. Let's demand from the government, if we are thousands, places to build homes. Let's demand ourselves professionals to teach us, and we will build the homes ourselves. Maybe it will cost us a tenth of what it costs today. Let's start to take life in our own hands, but together. And then none of us will fall to the hands of the thieves who will begin to take their money until the end of their life. So then I turn to them and to do different channels. First is the channel of what's necessary for life that we determine together. Our entire organization takes care of everyone, just like soldiers in our regiment and on the tank, no matter where. Everybody needs to receive what they deserve. Each one takes care that everybody will have it, whatever is necessary. And we demand that. We don't demand gifts. No, we want to participate. We will give our force. Please, we will work. We're willing to work together. Boys, girls, everybody. And together with that, with that same spirit to build a new life inside the infrastructure of the country, of the state. We have a state, we have everything, we want to build ourselves. I think that such a movement can be a stepping stone to the entire nation, for the entire nation. Before, if I understood you, you said, I've summarized what you said so far. So I understand that you're offering us to join a kind of revolution of the new atmosphere. Yes, a spiritual one. I'm not going to fight anyone. I'm not going to object to anyone. And also what they demand, creating this basic life, necessary life, this is also something that everybody understands. For each one to have their apartment, just things that young people need. This is something that we can easily do. Not enter that market that thousands of people get rich on, even though they're all mere thieves. I want to understand the spirit of things. Okay, we're saying that we can't attain any of it without the spirit. Without it, it won't work. Okay, so I want to understand this new spirit, because you're saying that if we're talking about like a convention of people who are about to be released from the army, so if I translate the things you're saying, tell me if I'm saying this correctly. We finished our service in the army. We were in the army. Its mission was to defend the country from any enemies, to defend and keep the safety of the society. This was a very clear war. Now you're saying you've completed that. You've come out of that safe house, a few years where you served the country, and now you're coming out to the general civilian society. I'll tell you a secret. Now you can fight for your own lives, for a new life, for you, for all the people around you. This might not be an easy war, a simple war, but it's a war of spirit, of an idea. You, the young people, can change this, the life here in Israel, to a heaven. Nobody will be able to stop you. If you fall asleep, you'll reach the same gray life that your parents have. If you keep your motivation and the power that you have now, you have an option to lead a change, a revolution in life, and to create a completely new life. If I'm correct, I'd like to deepen the understanding of what you're talking about here, because when we're talking about a revolution, a new atmosphere, I want to understand properly what is the previous atmosphere that is the enemy, in quotations, and exists in all of us. It's not someone that I'm fighting with a gun or a tank. Probably it's a kind of approach that exists in each and every one of us, and it's the old approach. And you're saying, come be the leader, is the commando that leads the new approach. So if you could help us understand this a little more. I'm fighting consumer society, which is also now in bankrupt. I'm fighting that. Are you talking to me about an atmosphere or the spirit of the society today is to purchase as much as possible and for others to be above others. And they tell me that you're not a good person unless you purchase something, if you don't have that kind of salary, if you don't have that kind of job, and so on. I want people to advertise me spiritual values together. For the pressure from the environment will be towards connection. I want such an environment that will constantly pressure me and push me to connect, instead of pushing me to selfishness, to be the only one who succeeds. This is actually the contradiction. It's a very deep one, an ideological one. Together with that, I don't forget that there is both spirit and corporeality. And in this, and then I tell everybody that they will each have a good material ability to continue their lives, but with the spirit that will fulfill them inside their apartment with their family and all the necessary things they need, only on the condition that we maintain this level for everyone to have it. You're talking about just division of goods, let's do that. You're talking about equality, let's do that. Everything, I'm for it. Most of the nation will go with you. Those soldiers that come out of the army will be joined by millions. The single moms and all the people who are needy, they also join you. They just lack organization. They're all drawn to different parties, to different movements, in order to use them later. And then they're forgotten, of course. They're sold cheaply. By using the soldiers, you begin to organize most of society. So then, actually, if I look at it this way, if in the army the spirit is a spirit of connection, which we turn towards an external enemy, this is why we go to soldiers who have this impression from the army, and we don't turn to needy people or to the single moms, because they don't have this spirit of connection. Just as they left, they went out to the protest once, they came back home and they don't care about each other. Once I receive what I wanted, I don't care about anybody else. We need to reach a state where I, by myself, receive nothing, only if we are together, only if it's shared by everyone. This has to be the direction. The organization has to hold everybody in this way. This means giving the space.
מה שהבנתי מהדברים זה שהטרגדיה שלנו כחברה ישראלית זה לא רק האויבים החיצוניים שלנו, זה אותו רצון, החברה הצרכנית בעצם, זה כאילו הטרגדיה.
זה חיצונית? זה הביאו לנו מחול?
כן, אבל אני מתכוון שמתכוונת חיצונית.
זה אותם אבות האומה, אם אפשר להגיד ככה, בגרשיים האבות. הם הביאו את התרבות הזאת.
לא, כשאני אומרת חיצונית, אני מתכוונת למה שאנחנו בדרך כלל קוראים אויב. אויב, שזה כאילו המדינות העוינות. אבל אני אומרת פה, העוינות היא לא חיצונית, היא פה. היא שוכנת בתוכנו, בתוך החברה. עכשיו, מה שקורה בעצם מתוך ההסברה שלך, אני מבינה, זה שכשהייתי בתוך הצבא, נשמרתי מפני הגורם הזה. כי הייתי באיזושהי חברה סגורה, ששם כולם לובשים אותו דבר, וכולם, יש שוויון. אז אני לא נתקלת בזה. זאת אומרת, שם אני נמצאת במוגנת מפניה. וכשאני יוצאת החוצה לחיים האזרחיים, שם אני פוגשת את המלחמה האמיתית, מה שנקרא המלחמה היומיומית שלי, במציאות הזו, שאני כל הזמן נמצאת באיזה מרדף אינסופי, אחרי משהו שלמעשה לא מגיע אף פעם. ואני יכולה להגיד כחיילת, שזה משהו שאני מראש כבר מרגישה אותו, שאין לי כוח למרוץ הזה אפילו. לא בא לי לצאת אליו, ואין לי כוח אפילו לצאת אליו, כי זה, אני ברור לי כבר, אני רואה לאן זה מוביל, זה לא מוביל למקום טוב, כי אני יכולה לראות את זה. עכשיו, בעצם אתה עכשיו בדיבור שלך, נתת לי פה איזשהו כיוון חדש, הפכת איזה רוח, איזושהי רוח חיים ככה, ונתת לי איזושהי תקווה שאם אנחנו נדע לשמור על אותו חיבור, כמו שלמדתי לעשות אותו בצבא, רק ששם הפניתי אותו כאילו כלפי אויב חיצוני לכאורה, ופה אני מפנה אותו כלפי אותו אויב חברתי, אותו חברתי. אויב צרכני.
כן.
כן, אז, כן. זה, אז אני משתמשת באותו כוח, רק שאני מפנה אותו.
אנחנו צריכים לארגן רשת כזאת, שהיא תדאג שכל החברה היא לאט לאט תתחיל להתחשב בזולת. לזולת הוא קרוב ביותר.
That it will be considerate of the others. Let us control society and see where we can save. Where can we not throw away things? Where can we divide goods? Let's do that. This is social work because nothing is lacking. All that's lacking is the right connection between us so that everyone will have enough. Let us reach agriculture and let's begin ourselves to tie such ties with the distributors and suppliers that we, as a great society, a powerful society actually, will put conditions before them so that in such a way, in such a price, we will purchase certain things, that we will build such a network of consumers that it will cost us a tenth of what it costs us today. It all depends on us, all in all. By that we raise the level of life of half of society. We will find jobs for everyone. A few hours a week, it doesn't matter. Even if there is the greatest unemployment, we don't need more. Even just a few hours a week, but it will be equal for all. Everyone will be connected. Each one will receive what they need, whatever is necessary. And this is what we care for and worry about and take care of. If we approach it in such a way, we can have such a strength that we will build houses and supply whatever everybody needs and maintain this good atmosphere between us. Everything will work out.
But
here we need to have an organization. I'd like to ask a question about the model itself. I'd like to ask about this revolution of spirit, because it used to be, or it is now, that everybody needs to succeed by becoming the best. This is how what I understood from what you said, that this is the old spirit. To succeed is to be the one that succeeds above everybody else. And you're talking about a new success of togetherness, and I'm very interested in success, and I promise you that I'm going to devote my life after the army to success, so I'm very curious about this. What is success according to the spirit of this new method or new approach that you are offering? You feel successful and fulfilled by this new feeling. Well, I'm only asking you about success. I understand that you're bringing a new spirit. The old spirit, you said, you're saying that the old idea we should replace is that successful, the image of this person who succeeds, is one individual at the top. And you said that this is the old model. You're saying, let's bring a new spirit. Mm-hmm. And according to this new spirit, success is together. We know that from the army, we did things together. If you can open up for me what that means to succeed together. You know what? I'll give you an example. Religious bodies, organizations, Orthodox ones, Shas, Yadut HaTorah, look at how they organize. Actually, for me, they're not an example of anything, so let's put them on the side.
אלה ציבורים שאני לא כל כך מזדהה איתם, בטח ובטח לא במעמד הזה של כנס חיילים שעומדים להשתחרר.
This is probably not the example to give young soldiers who are about to be released from the army. I want to look at it in a rational way. I want to devote my life to success. So you're saying before you miss, if you take the wrong path and go in the same way that your parents went and all the other people who didn't really reach a good, happy life where you can, it's not a secret that nobody's really happy.
של להצליח פירושו להיות לבד שפיץ בפסגת הפירמידה מעל כולם.
People who went according to the perception that succeeding is being at the top on your own, and you're offering me a new approach, that a new spirit, and in this new spirit we succeed together. What is this success? That's what I'm trying to feel, and I don't quite grasp it yet. I understood that everybody will have an apartment and nobody will lack anything. I'm not talking about nobody missing or lacking anything. I'm talking about success. What is the success you want us to all have together? That I am fulfilled by the new life on a new level where I feel a new world, but you didn't want me to talk in such a way, so I don't know how to say it. One lives out of this internal fulfillment. We're just a will to receive. We need to receive fulfillment. For a feeling of life, of liveliness. That's what I receive. But how to explain that? We like pleasure. Pleasure is good. So you're saying there's a new pleasure. What is this new pleasure? That's what I'm trying to understand. This new pleasure, you can't reach it alone? No, that's clear. Okay, that's the old atmosphere. The new one is something together, something pleasing, something extreme, warm, fulfilling. Yes, and also it's stable and only grows. Because you don't lose it because it's not you who hoard it inside yourself. Just like when you buy something and then suddenly it disappears and you need to buy something new to attain something new. Otherwise, you don't feel life. By being connected to everyone, this feelings of life flow through you all the time, and by that you feel eternal life, meaning that you're constantly in constant pleasure. I don't know how to express it, but it needs to be in such a way that will be in the language that the young generations understand, but we have to, because we are young people. We know that the benefit of young people is that they're at the beginning. The plus is that they're at the beginning of their lives, not like their parents. We're trying to discern here, what is the purpose exactly? I understood that there is a purpose of this discussion for everyone to have an apartment and not to starve. That's not that interesting. Of course it's interesting. Yes, it's interesting for somebody who doesn't have what they need, but right now I'm looking forward and I want to have a career. I need a new spirit. For now, I don't need a place to live. I live with my parents, but I need a new idea that will sweep me and take me forward. That's what I'm trying to feel. What are these emotional vibes that you're offering here in this new spirit? In addition to what you felt in the army, you now feel that you're not just with a few individuals or dozens or a team. You feel that you live in a movement, a great movement that is all in adhesion with its purpose, and you feel this spirit and you feel a new level of livelihood that fills a person up and raises him up more and more and more. There's also a lot of research about this. Where is this atmosphere? Is it between people? Yes. So I can't reach it alone? No. Between people. Say between me and Nitsa. What a person grasps on his own, it disappears immediately. What a person grasps in the connection between people, something that remains, and the more he's connected to them, then he can discover a further and further depth of pleasure that is unlimited. And when you talk about a new spirit for the Israeli society, is that what you're talking about? Yes, that we all live by all being connected. And then nobody can touch us from the outside, and we are saved and kept safe by that. And we only rise higher and higher and enjoy ourselves more and more. And this is the spirit of advancement, and not the regular things. What do I need in the regular things? I need to live in order to feel lively. That's it. So this is something we can only do in the connection between us. However much this connection can be more and more, I'll discover a new life in it. Why? Because I am harmonized with nature, I'm identified with it. I don't know how to begin to explain that. This is the law, that if I am connected to others, I also connect to more desires, and inside our common desires, we already begin to feel pleasure that each one feels. I enjoy from you, and he enjoys from him, and so on. And we all enjoy together. It's like, why do people go to a bar to sit together? I see that you understand. It's fun together. Why? What is in there? Why don't you just sit alone with your beer? I never drink alone. You see? Because there's something there that's an additional pleasure, which is the most important one. So what are you asking me about? No, but you're not talking about sitting with friends at a bar. You're talking about making a new spirit. Invite them to our new home. We have a lot of beer. Invite everyone. So what is this new atmosphere that we're going to do here if you continue this line of sitting together and having a beer? I understand that, but you're talking about the Israeli society needing to become one family. What does it have to do with this scene of having beer with friends? Do I sit with everyone? Do I feel close to everyone? You feel close to everyone because each one, you know that there's such a thing where we're all connected by 5 degrees. There's such a calculation that the whole world is connected in such a way. You'll feel that through a number of people around you, you can organize a small environment through which you can feel if it's united. Let's say we finish the convention here with the released soldiers, 1,000, let's say. So can we make a change through them? Yes, of course, because you're one unified force. Imagine to yourself a person who is at a height and power, like 1,000 people. Can you imagine this person? It's a strong person. Is he not able? Is he not? He'll be able to draw everyone after him. In unity, you have a special addition that draws everyone. People begin to bend to it. So what do we unite through? To what direction? What are we thinking of? We all need to concentrate on something shared, something common, to seek the livelihood in the connection between us, and to when we discover it there, to strengthen and enlarge more and more this connection. And there we'll feel that we're constantly feeling good, that all the troubles and illnesses disappear, everything. If you rise to this new level of life where you connect to others and they connect to you and you're all washed by this one flow together, then there is no problem. Everything disappears because all the problems only come from the ego with which you're not able to fulfill yourself. This is the source of all the troubles and illnesses. So let's make this convention for released soldiers. That's it. Our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza Mazuz. Thank you, our viewers, for being with us. A new spirit. Let's lively up the Israeli society. Until next time, all the best and goodbye.